You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasid Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetra, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths.
So funny thing happened with the short video market in India last year. When TikTok exited the market, a lot of experts said that a big global giant like that leaving the country will probably set the industry back by a few years. Creators will probably not be able to make money, and a lot of other changes will come. But as one big giant left, another big giant also entered. Facebook entered the short video market with Instagram Reels. And on 8th July 2021, Reels completed one whole year in India. So I figured it would be a good time to talk to somebody who really understands the market and can give us insight into how it has been over the last year. So I have with me today Ajit Mohan, who leads India for Facebook and Instagram. And I can think of very few people who would know the market as well as he can. Hi Ajit, thanks a lot for joining us.
Prasad, great to be here. Thank you for having me.
You know, it's been a year now with Instagram Reels in India, and I wanted to just quickly talk to you about how Reels has grown in India over the past year, whether, you know, you have growth metrics, what you're seeing in the market, and so on.
Yeah, I think we're pretty excited by what we have seen in the last year, Prasad. The headline on Reels is, it really has taken off. Last year when we were introducing Reels, Prasad, we spoke about how our ambition is to spur the emergence of an entirely new set of creators who can go global. And that continues to be our North Star. And in that context, I think if I look at the progress that's been made in the relatively short time of a year, I think we have made huge progress. We have seen creators emerge from across the country, from across languages in different spaces. Today, 6 million Reels are being produced every day. So I think if I look at on a service like Instagram that was already growing in India quite a bit, had already occupied a place of shaping culture, the introduction of this new format, I think has really created a canvas that is quite resonant with the focus on video amongst people in India, the attractiveness to a very large number of young people given our demographics, and the best part of it for us is how creators have embraced it, are playing around with it and increasingly building huge followership around Reels.
Can you share any growth numbers for Reels? How have you know, how many users have been attracted? How do you look at how Reels has grown?
We are not sharing that, Prasad. I mean, I think in general, you know, what I can tell you is the numbers have been pretty phenomenal. And the number that I'm sharing with you is the volume of Reel production every day, which, you know, at 6 million, it's massive. But the as you can imagine, I think just given the context of the pandemic, the context of general growth of Instagram in India, the numbers on Reels are pretty massive, and we are quite happy with it.
Great. So, you know, short video in India was sort of a different kind of, you know, audience than the ones that popularized Facebook and Twitter and everything. And once sort of Instagram went into Reels, a lot of our experts said that this would sort of interfere with Instagram's current audience. And of course, you have attracted, I mean, just by my usage of Instagram, I can see a lot of new creators and all. How have they mixed? How has the platform grown because of short video?
I think it's a great question, Prasad. And I think it's important to call out multiple things because there are many layers to what you asked. One, obviously, you know, this is a country, given its orientation towards expression, given the diversity of languages, it's a country where video has taken off in the last few years, right? And video across multiple formats, and that's what we have seen across Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp. In particular, I think there are two things here. One, the role that Instagram itself plays in India, and the role that it plays around the world, which is that in many ways, given the nature of the app and given how it amplifies the followership of passions and interests and building communities around interests, Instagram has always played a role of shaping popular culture. I think what's happened is these two have come together in terms of creating a massive interest around short form video, because in a country where video is already big, from a consumption point of view, this gave people an opportunity to express themselves through a shorter format that was more accessible, more spontaneous, and of course more oriented towards entertainment. And therefore short form video has been a big part of for the company as a whole. So we don't really see this as displacing what was massive interest around Instagram in the first place. I think if anything, Prasad, it has brought in an entirely new set of people into Instagram who are not just using Reels, but who are understanding the power of Instagram more broadly. And of course, the other part of it is that it's spurring a completely new set of creators, short-form creators. And not only are they seeing massive growth, increasingly they're discovered by Instagram's global community, which continues to be the one thing that we're particularly excited about in India. There are, of course, a lot of big celebrities on Instagram. They use Reels. But for us, the question was always, can we actually create a canvas and a platform for new creators to emerge who may not have had followership before Reels, and find big followership, not just in India, but can they can this be a gateway for them to build global followership and become global celebrities? And I think we are well on the way if I look at what we have seen in the first 12 months.
You know, when I think of Instagram and, you know, Facebook, there has always been sort of a separation in the sense that, you know, Indian users see posts from Indian users, and it used to be global, of course. But because the content we are creating is sort of country specific, when it goes to going global, are you seeing that sort of viewership from global audiences for Indian content on
Reels? Absolutely. And I think the reality is, if you think about creativity and increasingly how digital platforms have enabled creativity to go global, right, across formats, especially in video, a lot of it compared to 5 years ago even is just about global audiences having access to creators. I don't think the constraint is that there is something particular about India that couldn't go global. That was not true for Indian cinema, and definitely it's not true for Indian creators. I think what's different here, Prasad, I would argue, are two things. One, the nature of Instagram itself. I think by many of the design choices made, and especially around Reels, global discovery is a lot easier. And therefore, if you make something that is compelling, that is creative, that is joyful, you can find a global audience more quickly than platforms of the past. But the second part is, I think it's also important to call out the specialness of the format itself. It's not just the duration. So Reels is not just a short form video format. I think it's an entirely new way of expression that's particularly appealing to younger people. And therefore it's unleashing creativity. And when you do that, invariably what you realize is there are no geographic or national or cultural boundaries. A creator in India on Reels will find appeal in other parts of the world, just like other creators in other parts of the world will find huge followership in India. So I do think both are coming together and therefore spearing the creation of creators from India who are going global earlier, building followership quicker.
Got it. And I wanted to shift a little bit towards the competition that you see in the market. So, you know, earlier it was just TikTok, then TikTok left and it sort of brought a lot of new players into the market. We have a lot of these Indian players. Market data says that, you know, a lot of these players have gained users as well. So just how do you see competition when it comes to short video? Because Instagram, when it began, it literally did not have competition, right? So how do you see competition today with short video?
There's always been competition. Even when Instagram was a photo sharing app, I think there were enough competing apps who were focused on photos, right? I mean, that continues to be the case today. I mean, there's extraordinary competition in video around the world, including in short form video. So I look at it from two places, Prasad. One, there's intense competition and if anything, when you look at the consumer tech space in India, companies completely understand the opportunity that comes with 700 million people being online. And therefore you're seeing a tremendous amount of investments going into short form video. You're seeing multiple companies take a hack at building things that have affinity. So I don't think there is any shortage of competition. I think the other part of it is that a lot of our focus at Instagram from a product point of view is how do we constantly raise the bar in terms of creating new tools for creators broadly? How do we make it easier for them to reach global audiences? And thirdly, something that we are very early on that journey is how do we make it easier for these creators to build sustainable revenue streams, right? By introducing ads and reels, by doing work around expanding monetization tools. The objective is that creators can translate the followership that they're building on the back of their efforts and the back of investments they're making into generating revenue streams, whether they do it through monetization tools that we're thinking about over the next few months, or whether it's working with brands in partnership. So I do think the distinctiveness of Instagram comes from the focus on all three, the focus on building creator tools, the focus on making it easier for them to reach global audiences, and then of course to use all of that into creating revenue streams that make their work sustainable.
I'm actually glad you mentioned the monetization bit. You know, when TikTok went out last year, that was sort of the time when short video was starting to be monetized. Creators were, you know, gaining audience, making money and so on. And, you know, a lot of people thought that this would sort of set the industry back. But I also see that a platform like Instagram is, you know, well known for monetization. There are so many creators that have monetized Instagram in the past as well. I just want to get your view from your interactions with creators, the business, so to speak. You know, do you think the industry has been set backwards, or how have things gone since Reels launched last year?
It definitely not backwards. I think in my mind, the introduction of Reels was a big turning point, I think, for the creator community. I think it's not, again, it's not just the fact that it was a short form format, but for me, what made it powerfully was that it was happening on a surface like Instagram, which has always lent itself to the creative community, both in terms of their ability to create as well as the ability to build followership. I think I look at it in two or three ways, Prasad. One, a lot of the monetization and ability to revenue is quite linked to the underlying growth of digital in the ecosystem. And the fantastic news is that we're in the middle of this surge in digital growth as well as digital advertising. While we saw a lot of trauma and loss during the pandemic, both last year and this year, equally, it because of all of the limitations on physical mobility, consumers and businesses were introduced or were forced to sample a more digital way of living. And they liked what they saw and what that's doing, especially in the last 9 months. And we see this accelerating quite rapidly is the emergence of new business models and new direct-to-consumer companies, but essentially new models being built on digital, which also means that there's a lot of energy on the digital advertising and marketing front. So that sets the context. So once that's happening, then the question really is, are the creators able to leverage their affinity with the communities that they're building to build partnerships with brands? That's happening. And second, are we able to build tools for them that essentially allow them to, in an independent fashion if they choose, or working with other brands, find exciting new ways to monetize all of the work that they're putting out and all of the interest that they're generating and the engagement they're generating. And that's where a lot of the product energy is focused on at the moment. So my guess would be 6 to 12 months from now, this would just explode in terms of just the range of tools available for creators to monetize. All of this is happening on an underlying ecosystem where there is massive growth happening on digital marketing and advertising. So I think the future is quite optimistic. My sense is a lot of the creators are just fully focused at the moment on what are the learnings for them, right? What works, what doesn't, what are the authentic sort of expression and formats that they can play around with. And you're already starting to see some folks are breaking out. Right. I think it's still early when you think about it. It's only 12 months in, but you are starting to have creators who are breaking out. A Yash Raj or a Sakshi or an Ankit Chauhan or an Anusha Shetty and Saurabh Chanderia. You're starting to see the first set of creators who are building followership, but we genuinely believe this is just starting to scratch the surface of what's possible. And the minute that some of our tools become more mature, it allows all of this to be a lot more sustainable for the long term.
And to the point of, you know, the tools becoming mature. Now, again, we have seen the Facebook, sort of the way Facebook has matured. We've seen how Instagram has matured. But when you introduce video, and this is a question I had asked last year as well, that, you know, these algorithms are now learning sort of a whole new aspect of social media, right? How do you see that maturity coming in? Do you think it is sort of evolving as fast as you expect it to? Are you guys having to make changes to maybe the technologies that you didn't expect?
It's a great question, Prasad, and there are two parts to it, right? I think we're in the middle of very early stage of testing and launching ads within Reels, right? So it'll essentially be vertical ads, which can be up to 30 seconds. So one is the format of it. And one thing is to kind of make sure that we replicate some of the principles of ads for Facebook as a company that's worked in the past, which is it's not intrusive. It's natural, the context in which users are engaging with content, and it's relevant, right? So obviously there's an experimentation that happens in the context of a new format like Reels, just like we did when a new format like Stories was introduced a few years ago. But equally, remember, this is still all happening within the context of Instagram. And the reality is that marketing or advertising on Facebook and Instagram happens seamlessly, and it leverages all of the platform that we have built that makes these ads relevant. So that capability and that learning doesn't go away. I think a lot of it is just to understand the context of the ads within a new format. So my guess would be that if we are able to do what we have done in the past, which is to deliver relevant ads to consumers and to deliver a very accountable marketing platform to advertisers, where they're able to spend a little bit of money, there's no barrier to entry, they know exactly what they get back in turn. All of that essentially has made Facebook the leading platform for small advertisers who are most frugal about their marketing spend. That magic will work here as well. And when that flywheel comes into play, it essentially finally benefits the creators.
To the point of, you know, rules and regulations, we're in the middle of formulating a lot of these rules and regulations. I mean, the advertising council has come up with something, we're going to come up with laws. I just wanted to understand what role video plays in all of this. Again, we spoke about, you know, how the audience is different here. Again, the algorithms are learning and so on and so forth. So what role do you think short videos plays in the rules and regulations that we're formulating today?
I think whether it's our own policies and norms built over, you know, everything we've learned across global markets over the last 10 years or so, or, as you mentioned, associations in India forming a view. I think some of the guidelines, Prasad, would be more in terms of, you know, disclosure around paid partnerships, for example, the traditional guidelines around which categories can advertise. Those, I would imagine, would be format agnostic, Prasad. It doesn't matter whether it's print or television or digital or short form or long form video, right? I think it's about the standards that all of us would believe are the right set of things for both consumers and marketers. I don't think that conversation is not usually linked to the format of the ad or the format of the context like Reels.
So short video is obviously here to stay, and you don't need me to tell you that. But a lot has happened over the last year, and a lot more will happen in the years to come. A lot of learnings will happen both from the user side, the creator side, and the company side. And it should be an interesting space to watch. Thanks a lot, Ajit, for joining us. This has been a really interesting discussion indeed.
Thank you, Prasad. Great chatting with you.
And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertecker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.